Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You mentioned in the book, Brady, that you actually were raised in a, with a mindset, a church mindset, that if you were to speak out now what you're speaking out, you would have been chased out of town. So talk about just that context, and then what changed for you? I know Callie, you know, your daughter and your wife, but I'd love to know just how your perspective evolved otherwise.
Well, I always thought it was funny when I was growing up because, you know, women were kind of told they couldn't preach. But every time I would go to an event, it was women that were running all the events. It was women that were teaching all the Sunday school classes. It was women that were leading all the prayer meetings. But all of a sudden, on Sunday morning, it was women who were leading us in worship songs. It was a woman up there playing the piano. It was a woman leading us in singing. But suddenly, when it got time to teach or preach, well, it had to be a man. And I thought, well, women are running like 80% of the church. It would seem like one of them would have a sermon every once in a while. And it just never would happen because, you know, they were taking these scriptures out of context about women not being able to teach or speak. And I always thought it was bizarre because the whole church would have fallen apart if it had not been for women. Over time, I just realized this has really got to be different than what we've imagined. And so I began to read and everything I get my hands on. And I'll tell you, it's one of the best scholars, if somebody's very serious like I was, in discovering the real meanings of these New Testament passages, Scott McKnight, who's a friend of mine, he's an Illinois guy. He has written some great books on women in ministry. Blue Parakeet is the name of one book. Junia is Not Alone is another great book that he wrote. And then Daughters of the Church is a book that's written by two a man and a woman called Daughters of the Church. It's about 600 pages, but it's a heavy academic read, but it's an amazing book to help you understand what the scriptures really say about women. And so some of those resources came into my life, and that's how the Holy Spirit used that to write this book called Let Her Lead.
I so appreciate the conversation. I remember a number of years ago, I was interviewing a guest, and he was talking about the power of ceremony, which I love, you know, when your son comes of age, and he was talking about getting all the men that have been key in his life around him, and you present a sword, which represents the sword of God's word. Well, I've raised three boys, you know, and so I'm so curious, and I love God's word so much. And so I said, well, I'm just bated breath going, so where are all the women during the ceremony? And he said, well, in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, first of all, you don't want me in the kitchen because I'm not much of a cook, and I want me one of those swords. But, I mean, it landed on me, and I'm not like this feminist woman, but I'm not a good cook, and I love God's word. And so there was something inequitable about that to say, boy, you know, what does that even teach our boys, that the men are going to hand you? I don't know. There was something about it that I thought, golly, can we have more of a conversation around this, you know?
Well, the primary instructor, the primary discipler, and the primary teacher of the scriptures in my life was my mother. And so if you take the extreme complementarian view that women can't teach men, then I wouldn't know where I would be today. It was my mom that taught me the scriptures. It was my mom that taught me about Jesus. So when do young men have to stop listening to women?
Wow.
I was raised by women to love Jesus. It was women that influenced me. My dad did not become a believer in Jesus until after I was in college. And so without women in my life, I wouldn't even have known anything about Jesus or the local church.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.